broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
That was different.
Was that something different?
Well,
Chuck recorded that a long time ago. Right. I keep forgetting to use it.
Not bad. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 806 Wednesday night. We are here in studio following up the old Trader Days boys. And Fee, we have a great time out there. And,
oh, it's a great time.
And I remember, I would never forget you guys, you, Cowpie, and Boosie walking out with a banjo.
Yeah. Do-rags on.
Yeah.
A banjo and a shotgun.
A banjo.
And a chili pot.
And then about 5 years ago, we bought a bus. Trader Days's.
That's where you bought your bus?
Yeah.
That's where she came from.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had a jump start to get it out of there, but by God, we bought her.
We got her.
Hey, it was awesome. Well, Trader Days.
As we talked about. There, you name it, there's something
like that.
By a banjo and a van.
A banjo and a van. You gotta love it. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. And we got a great show tonight, Fee. We got a Hall of Famer and the main man. Yeah, Reds beat writer Hal McCoy. We're going to talk to Hal in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to get his take on the Reds and their fold here at the end of the year and collapse.
Not good.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Absolutely. Dominated the Pirates until it was...
Do they still have a chance if they just keep winning?
Mathematically, it's
getting really slim.
Yeah, they're done. Yep. They're done. We have Travis Guggenbiller, head volleyball coach.
Yep, Travis going to roll in about 8:30.
So it'll be fun talking to Travis. They come off a big win last night.
Huge win last night. One. Yep, 3-0 sweep.
And I think the Indians volleyball team's starting to play a little better. So I think they're 6-4, 7-4, something like that. And we got a big game tomorrow night versus San Henry.
The Redskins.
Let's pack the old field house tomorrow night.
Absolutely. That'd be fun.
Yeah, so we're going to have Hal McCoy on right after this. Let's take a break, pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market has the best steak prices in the area, always $2, $3, $4 a pound less than everybody else. They buy in large quantities and pass that savings on to you, and there's no limit on how much you can buy at these great prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are only $7.99 a pound. Get some steaks and grill them up while the weather's still nice, and grab a bunch more and put them in the freezer to save for later. Great prices on great steaks at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the St. Henry Lady Redskins in another big MAC volleyball match. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the action live, and you can also get our audio on the NFHS network. Friday, our football team will travel to St. Henry to take on the Redskins. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Joe Bruns and Dave Kalp will bring you all the action live, and the NFHS network will also be available for that game. On Saturday, the ladies will host Lima Shawnee with a JV match starting at 10 a.m. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast with Rob Weaver, Indiana Sports Broadcasting Hall of Famer. Get out to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't make it to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's football game at St. Henry will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., then in the high school office from noon to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $7 for both adults and students. All tickets at the gate will be $8.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with my phone, but I got you now.
There we go. All right. Al McCoy, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing
not bad.
We are on the air right now, Bob. I didn't know if you knew that while we were trying to chase that around.
Are you staying dry, my friend?
No, not at all.
No luck there, huh? probably a little cold too.
Yeah, it's a little nippy.
Yeah.
It is a little.
The dogs don't usually go out in the rain, but it's rained all day, and now they go out and get soaked and come back in.
Yeah, they have no choice, do they?
They got no choice.
No choice, right?
Well, last time we talked, we were pretty optimistic about the Reds. They was playing pretty well about the All-Star break, and actually they played pretty well up to about a month ago, my friend, and we hit the skids.
Yeah, the September swan song. I don't know what happened. I don't know if maybe they put too much pressure on themselves or trying too hard, but the wheels fell off.
Boy, they did.
They did fall off, and I'm not, you know, when you lose Winker, you know, he was an integral part of that offense, and not make excuses because, you know, he's just one player, but that really hurt.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, every team has injuries, and a lot of teams have injuries to key players. But, you know, Winker batting number two in the order behind India and right ahead of Castellanos and Votto, he was very, very important, and he was having a career season. And unfortunately, you know, he wanted to get back, and he wasn't 100%. And I thought when this happened, something's going to happen. Sure enough, the first game he re-injured it, and now he's done for the season.
You think with how that took place, and then with Nick Senzel's injury, you think we pushed him too quick, or is it just fluke?
I think they didn't push him. He pushed himself. He told him he's coming back. He's going to play. You know, he wanted to be part of what was happening, and you know, thought they were going to make the playoffs. And he admitted before the game that he was not 100%, but. He wanted to play, and that's what happened. They lose him for the season.
It's funny. I shot you a text today, and I asked if you wanted to be on. And one of my questions I was going to talk about is, do the Reds re-sign David Bell? Well, guess what? We got that answered.
That's already answered.
you have ESPN.
Yes, he does.
Kind of came of a bit of a surprise, the timing. I don't know why they announced it now. And thought they might wait till the end of the season. And I thought that their determination on whether they bring him back or not would be how they finish the season. And certainly what's happened here in September, it's kind of strange that I guess they wanted to get it over with and let people know he's coming back.
Yeah, I think Nick Kroll, I think he's a Bell fan. I think. I just think he wanted to say, hey, we ain't gonna sit here and listen to this all off season. We're gonna sign him for 2 years and that's the way it's gonna be and
be done with it.
You know what? I got mixed emotions, but David Bell deserves it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Bob Castellini is a huge Buddy Bell, David Bell fan, so I don't think he would have approved of him firing him. And I am exactly where you are. I love David Bell as a person. He's a great guy, very personable, and always treated me great. But we all know he's made some curious decisions during the season. The one thing that always perplexed me was here down the stretch, they were facing a lot of left-handed pitchers, and he insisted on putting in that right-handed lineup that had three hitters batting below 200.
Couldn't hit,
Aquino, and that's why they had so much trouble with left-handers. If you're a major league hitter like Votto and Winker and guys like that, you can hit left-handers and you can hit right-handers. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
That's his decision, and that's the way he went, and I think it's cost him a lot.
Yeah, I do too. And I think another thing, and you know how, you know, we're older. We're old school baseball fans. We believe in the small ball. We believe in getting the runners over, and David Bell absolutely does not do that.
Never heard of the bunt.
No. I was shocked the other day when he had a position player bunt and got the runner over to second base, got a base hit and won the ball game. It was a stunner. And you know, I'm like you guys. I am so old school. I am a one-room schoolhouse when it comes to baseball. I love the old game, the hit and run, the stolen base, hitting the opposite way, and you know they can have their analytics and their launch angles and their spin rates and all that analytical stuff. I think it has hurt baseball dramatically. The fans don't like it, and it's showing up in attendance. And I don't know what they can do about it, but that's the way they're playing the game these days.
For the Cincinnati Reds team, and if you look at how it's built, and you talked about. Against the left-hander, they got three guys batting under 200 in that lineup. How could you not play small ball? How could, especially with the pitching staff that's, you know, quite frankly, pretty solid.
Has been good.
Starting staff.
Yeah, starting staff is outstanding. And since they acquired those three relief pitchers during the trade deadline, the bullpen has sometimes been adequate. You know, sometimes they still give it up, but... You know, you got guys like Lucas Sims and Michael Givens and White. You got some pretty good bullpen guys. And Tony Santion's been lights out. But, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, you got to play some small ball. You got to make things happen. You just can't sit back and wait for the home run. And that's what the Reds do. The other day,
well, that's for sure.
The Pirates, four home runs. And the next day... They get one double and nine singles, and they lose 6-2.
Yeah, it ain't brain surgery to me, but I don't. I'm like tough. You are. When you look at the offseason, we got a lot. We're going to have. What are you going to do with Castellanos? First of all, I just can't see how they can pay him. We didn't pay Bauer. I don't see us paying Nick.
No. It's his choice whether he wants to stay or not, and you know. The season he's had, he's going to test the market. He's going to get big offers from the Dodgers and the Yankees and all the big money teams, the Cubs. I don't know. There's no way the Reds can match. I don't see him staying at all, especially if they don't make the playoffs, which it doesn't look like they will. Yeah. I think he's probably gone.
And I probably think that he could be a Cub.
Getting back.
He loved it when he was there.
Yeah.
He loved it when he was there.
Nick Senzel. What a question mark.
I don't know. He is a walking medical student project. I mean, he's had every injury possible. The guy can't stay on the field for more than 10 games, and he's done for the season this year with a knee injury. You know, it's very perplexing. Guy has a lot of talent, and you know, they could have used him this year. They could have used his bat, but he just can't stay on the field. So I don't know what they're going to do with him.
I tell you what, we've had. I mean, the season didn't turn out the way we wanted, Hal. But you know, I think we probably got the Rookie of the Year. Don't you think?
I've got the Rookie of the Year vote. I'm one of the 30 voters, and he's got my vote. And I hope there are enough other guys who think the same thing. If you watch that guy every day, I mean, he is the ignition switch on.
Well, he brings it, don't he?
He goes, they go. Yes, he gives you good at-bats. He takes his walks. He hits for power. His play at second base, he makes some unbelievable plays.
Absolutely.
Turns a double play. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, the other day he got on base four times and didn't score, and they lost. So. You know, when he gets on base, they got to get him in because he does the job.
That's for sure.
He's a gamer.
You when you look at this year's team and you just got to do nothing but tip your hat to Joey Votto, and you know I've kind of grossed Joey out a few times, you know, in the last few years. This year, I can't complain about one thing about him. He's just been an absolute stud.
I'm with you guys. I thought he was done 2 years ago, and he was getting old, and his numbers were going down. But I think he must have spent a whole bunch of time in St. Augustine at the Fountain of Youth.
That's exactly right.
He has rejuvenated himself, and giving credit. He knew what he had to do. had to do. He got out of that peekaboo crouch and he quit choking up and said he wanted to do damage. And, man, he's done some terrific damage this year.
Well, he had a...
He's fun to watch now. And he's changed his... He's kind of changed. He's become more outgoing. And, you know, before you couldn't tell that he enjoyed the game or not. And now you can tell he enjoys the game and enjoys being around the guys he's playing with.
Boy, that's such a big fan thing to like. You know, when you get that guy that really gets fired up, I just enjoy that. And to play with a guy like that, it has to bring those other guys' level up, too.
Yeah, until this little stretch where they lose all the time, and it's tough to get excited. It was really fun to watch these guys the first few months of the season because they were having so much fun, and you could tell how much they liked each other, and they were exciting to watch. It's been a long time since a Reds team has been fun to watch, but they have been fun to watch this year, no matter how it turns out.
That's right, and they're four out. It's not impossible yet. But this last series against Pittsburgh was just a heartbreaking series.
Yeah. Well, the last two series against Pittsburgh, you know, you got to beat those kind of teams. But
absolutely,
you know, you can go back to the 1964 Philadelphia Phillies, who had like a 10-game lead with 2 weeks to go, and they blew it. So there's always hope.
You never know.
Yep, that's right. I agree with you.
Never know.
So let's put...
the Cardinals can't win every game, but they're trying to.
They won 10 in a row, I think.
Jeez, 10 in a row.
10 in a row, yeah. Yeah, they do it every year. I don't know how that that organization is so good. But,
it is.
It really is.
Every year they find a way.
Yeah, they do. So are you making a big deal out of the Reds losing C.J. Gilman and Kyle Bodie? Player personnel and hitting director. Are you making a big deal out of that, or are you? What's your take there?
I'm not making a big deal out of it. I don't, you know, I know that they were well thought of, and they were approaching things in a different way. And from what I understand, Nick Kroll and the front office decided they didn't want to go so heavily in the methods that they were using, and so both of them resigned. I don't know. I guess we'll see what the implications are down the road, but they certainly had turned around the farm system, that's for sure.
Hmm. I have a couple questions here from text messages I'm getting in about asking you some questions. So you got another 5 minutes here?
I certainly do.
Okay, here's one for you. Have you ever wrote an article that you regretted?
Yes, I have. I have written that newspaper estimated a few years ago that I had written over 20,000 baseball stories in my 48-year career. And there is one that I really, really wish I could have taken back. And it involved my good friend Eric Davis, who remains a good friend to this day. There was a rumor when Davis was playing that the Philadelphia Phillies were trying to get him in a trade. And I had a couple of contacts with the Phillies, so I called them. And one of them told me, well, we're not interested in Eric Davis because we understand that he's doing drugs. Well, stupidly, rather than check things out, I quoted the guy in the story, and Eric Davis was crushed. Now, he called me aside privately, and he said, you know, I come from Southwest L.A. where drugs were killing people. I've never touched them in my life. I see what you can do to them, and I'm really disappointed how that you would write something like that.
Hmm.
And then he forgot it, and he wrote a book and mentioned me a couple times in there and never mentioned that story. And that's one I wish I could take back.
Take that one back.
Did you say you wrote how many articles?
20,000.
20,000?
I've covered 8,000 games and usually write a couple of stories a game. And of course, there's spring training and off days and in the winter. And yeah, the paper says they have a record of over 20,000 of my byline stories.
That's awesome.
That's pretty tremendous.
Yeah. Okay.
A man of a lot of words.
And Bob's probably read every one of those stories. He's read a bunch of them.
Quite a few
of
them.
Yeah, since about...
I knew there was one person out there who did.
Look, how about opposing players that you admired the most and opposing players that you had a dislike to?
the opposing players that I admire most was Roberto Clemente. He was, I only got to see him 1 year, but man, what a ball player. Five-tool player. He could do it all. I once saw Tommy Helms hit a ball into the right field corner and tried to stretch it into a triple. Clemente picked up the ball and threw it to third base on the fly on a line drive and threw him out. Tommy got up and dusted himself off and stared at Clemente all the way to the dugout.
That's
and probably there's a couple of players that I didn't hold much respect for. One was Jeff Kent, who played for the San Francisco Giants, who was just a very surly, mean guy. And he treated the media very, very poorly. And, of course, I have no respect for Barry Bonds for the way he went about breaking Hank Aaron's home run record. And to me, Hank Aaron is still the home run king.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too. Man, we are old school, ain't we?
Yes, we are.
Tom Brenneman ever be back behind the mic for Cincinnati Reds?
No, unfortunately. You know, we all make mistakes, and he made a bad one. But a lot of people don't like him, for the way he talks and what he talks about on the air. But off the air, he is a real gentleman and a really nice guy. And I really admire the guy. And, it was a tough break. You know, he's a professional. He should know that microphone is on at all times. Yeah. You got to be careful what you say. And to say what he said, I don't think he'll ever be back either doing the Reds or doing any national work either. Right now, he's working for a little 5,000-watt station in Cincinnati doing high school football.
That's incredible, ain't it? It really is.
Yeah, it certainly is.
That's too bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've took enough of your time. You are a champion, not only...
Love talking to you.
Yeah, and for taking the time out to talk to us morons.
I enjoy talking to you guys. You guys are down home and old school, and you're in my book. So anytime, I appreciate being on with you.
Glad to hear from you.
We appreciate you, my friend. We will talk at you sometime down the road. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Trader Days is coming up at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Thursday through Sunday, September 30th through October 3rd. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Stop out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors selling everything from collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and just about anything else you can think of. There'll be plenty of parking, and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. Don't miss Trader Days, September 30th through October 3rd, at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. The Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Oldies will be playing all day, there'll be a 50-50 drawing, and of course some of the coolest cars around. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise-in on Saturday afternoon, October 9th, from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Bubba and Fee.
Okay. Hey, we're back here.
We are back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee. How about Hal McCoy? Is that guy great?
He's awesome. 20,000 articles.
20,000 articles.
That's a...
I ain't wrote that many letters.
I couldn't write.
And I'm talking about actual, not like all these letters, like A, B, and C,
yeah.
And D.
Yeah. I can't write. I can't do nothing.
Nope.
Cannot do nothing.
He's pretty good.
So, are you a Trader Days guy?
I like to attend every now and then.
Oops, sorry, I didn't turn you on. Sorry. Now I have you.
There we go. Yeah, I like to attend every now and then.
I figured you was a Trader Days. We just had them guys on earlier. They're great.
Yep.
That voice you hear right there, that's Travis Guggenbauer. He's a volleyball coach at Fort Recovery High School. And the Indians with a nice win last night, buddy.
Yeah, we had a good win against Marion Local. Going to Marion Local to play there, it's kind of a smaller gym feel.
Tough, yeah.
You know, it's a lower ceiling, so that atmosphere can be kind of intimidating. To play in. So, yeah, it was nice to come out with a big win there and win in three, and that was good for us.
When you look at this year's team, and we lost a lot. We lost to some big-time players. And going in, our expectations were high, but we also understood that you just don't – There's a time for letdown when you lose that kind.
Yeah, there's a learning curve there that we have to develop, and you know, we lost three big seniors that were big role players last year that had multiple years on the varsity level, but we've had some girls start to step up, or you know, we're starting to mesh. I think one area, you know, setters get a lot of slack from coaches because you're touching the ball every time. But, you know, all three setters from Kennedy to Tegan to Faith have really stepped up and been improving overall in that category. And for the hitters, you know, when you had Hope for how many years setting, you know, and this is your first year, now you have to adjust to somebody else. That can be intimidating. That can be challenging. That can be discouraging at times. So it's just, you know, I've been telling the girls, I said, give it time. You know, it's a process.
It'll get there.
It will get there. Yep. Just be patient. And we're starting to see those things. You know, last night we actually did some things that I haven't seen in a while. We were able to get a out-of-system kill with Whitley that we ran quite a bit last year that we didn't have that ability to do this year. We saw some nice sets in the middle that our outsides were able to run in and hit a ball there. Something that we did a lot last year that we haven't had the ability to do a whole lot yet this year. And then our defense is starting to improve overall too, you know, covering more ground, wanting the ball, having that mindset. So overall, I think we're seeing progress, and it just takes time. And that's the biggest thing. You know, we have five losses, but if you look at who our losses are too, if you're talking about four of them are actually top five or top six in the state.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Rushi is not any team you're losing to. I mean, they just beat Fort Laramie, who was like 6th or 7th, 8th in the state, and they beat them in 4 yesterday. So you're talking about a very good Rushi team as well. So, you know, I think on that end, if we look at it, that, you know, we're fine. We're growing. We're learning. We have some young athletes on there, but we also have some older athletes on there as well. So it's just trying to figure out everyone's role is what we're working on. Yep.
And when you look at our team, and, you know, we played Parkway up there, and we won in 4, and you're thinking, hey, Parkway's not lost since we beat him.
Parkway hasn't lost. I've actually said this numerous times. I actually think Parkway is much better than what people give credit to. I watched a lot of film, and when I saw that they got beaten by Versailles in 3, I was shocked, to be honest. I actually think Parkway should be mid-MAC right now. I think, you know, they could have a winning record in the MAC. They're very talented, and they're young, very young. You know, like, I guess Parkway is 2-2 in the MAC. Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly where they were. They're full of juniors, so they're going to be scary good next year.
Really good.
So it's like they kind of remind us of our team about 4 or 5 years ago. We were always like talented, but we can never get over that hump. And I think it just takes that one win, and you would be surprised what a team like that can do.
That's a big in volleyball, too. I mean, timing's such a huge thing for you guys. And I would have to think, Bob and I even talked about it earlier. We thought, you know, it's going to take Travis a little bit to get this thing glued together, you know. And once they start gelling, we are going to be good.
Yeah, actually, if you look at us in system, we're scary good. I would put us down as the best MAC team out there. You know, you look at the Knoxville game, if you look at the final scores, you're like, geez, we got spanked. But in reality, Knoxville only had 5 more kills than us. That's it.
Is that right?
That's it. 5 kills. That's it. And then when you look at their aces, I think we were dead even. Diggs nearly dead even. The number of assists were obviously very close. Blocking, we had more blocks than they did, but yet when you look at it, you're like, how in the world did we get beat? And well,
is that just bad luck?
40 errors versus 20 errors, that's the reason why you're getting beat, you know? So it's just, I think that's why we're still learning. We're learning how to control the game, to adjust the hitters. You know, I made some changes in our lineup, trying to figure out how to fit things. That doesn't help either with that chemistry, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, do it early. And I think that's another thing, too, is that we've making those changes, I'm getting a little more confident in being able to say, hey, we got our lineup, but if somebody's not going to perform, someone else is ready to step in and be able to feel like there's
pushes
no...
Pushes them a little bit, too.
Yeah, pushes them, but there's no letdown either. Everyone's comfortable in those positions because now they've been part of it for so long. So, you know, we're making steps in the right direction, and like I told them, growth is not linear. It takes time. You're going to, you know, we had a good day yesterday. We had a really good practice today. Hopefully tomorrow we see growth. It may not be what we want at the level that we want or the win that we would like to see, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. It's just how do you grow from it? How do you learn from it? And, you know, I think if we practice like we did today and we can continue to practice like we do, practice like that from here on out, I think we're going to have a we're going to be very proud of our overall outcome this year, this season.
So I got Grace Guggenbiller that works for me. So she comes into my office tonight after practice. And I said, nice win last night. She says... And, you know, she doesn't talk much.
She's kinda,
she goes, you should have seen us at practice today.
Yeah.
So evidently,
and, they know when
and
they
you
do
talk
good.
About that, how, and you said, you know, against New Knoxville, the score looked a lot worse than the actual stats did.
Yeah.
And I think that the kids get to believe that and start understanding that really is a big stepping stone.
It is, you know. We had the best practice yet this year. Actually, it gave me chills when I was in practice. It gives me chills today. I was like, I wish everybody could see what I'm seeing, you know. I was like, it was scary good today. And, I mean, we just had girls stepping up like no other. And I talked to everyone beforehand, just had a one-on-one conversation talking about some things that I liked that I saw yesterday. And then just said, you know, what I want to see from here on out a little bit. Just, I mean, it was like less than a minute long with them, you know, just kind of giving my take. And those girls stepped up big time today. And I, you know, I don't know why, but whenever I put a punishment on every drill, it's like all of a sudden, wow, we can do anything. I was like, why do I have to put a punishment on every drill? I was like, but yeah, it was good. And when we talk like that, it's always kind of nice to see that the girls see that too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's take a break, pay some bills. We're going to, according to Standard, we got beat last night 3-0 Marion.
Imagine that.
Did you say, I should text.
I don't know if my Standard's sitting out there or not. I didn't get my
probably wet.
Well, it might be. I haven't seen it today, so.
Let's take a break. Pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, September 26th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. Tickets are only $6 each, and kids under 5 are free, and carryouts will be available. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 26th, for the Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, I love it. Love that.
Yeah, what are we having?
They always have...
Steak.
Not bad.
They're not having hamburger. Steak. Pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage.
Oh, breakfast.
And I think... I'm not sure if they have taters or not, but they usually have
biscuits
some...
Biscuits and gravy?
No, they don't have that. But they usually have some really nice... I think that's the one that usually has really nice baked goods, baked by parents and stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's all for the same price, like $5 or $6 or whatever.
Biscuits
it's
and gravy?
I don't have biscuits and gravy, but...
too much work.
You know who's got great biscuits and gravy? Trader Days.
Oh, yeah.
I go out there. I think me and Smitty went out there last year, 2 years ago.
They got great breakfast out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donnie was saying they start that at 6 o'clock on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Only at the main stand, though. The other ones, they don't
Me and Smitty was there last year at 5:30 in the morning, and they was open. Yeah. There's guys in there already.
Really? Yep. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah. So it's
they
not
do it right.
Yeah, they're there for...
Don't mess around.
They're 20 hours a day they're open.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Seriously. They're open 60 hours in 3 days.
And you bought a bus.
And a banjo.
And a banjo. Bus and a banjo.
Bus, a banjo, and a gun.
That's a big rat.
Yeah. We're back here with the volleyball coach, Mr. Travis Guggenbiller. And he was telling us during the break that you're going to have another baby.
Yeah, in November here.
Boy, girl, we know we're having.
Don't know. It's a surprise.
I like it.
You know.
No, I seriously have no clue.
Really?
No, we keep it. We have no clue.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I kind of like it that way.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm guessing a girl, but that's just my guess.
Yeah.
Why are you guessing girl?
Everything seems to be the same as the last one.
Oh, okay.
As long as it's healthy, I don't really care.
Amen, bro.
There you go. There
and
you
if it's
go.
Done, if it's not healthy, you'll still love it anyway.
That's very true.
Amen. That's right. So we're talking a little bit about our volleyball team, and let's talk a little bit about your roster. And you're led by some seniors, and your number one hitter, Whit Ramel.
Yeah, I have five really talented seniors. Whitley Ramel, obviously we all know who she is. You know, she's a four-year letter now. She stepped halfway through, I think, her freshman year. Mm-hmm. She's a big hitter. She just, her feet, her movement in the middle has just improved so much year after year after year. It's amazing how someone that talented can keep getting much better. You know, that's nice to see something like that. And she's really starting to adapt to the different type of sets that she's getting. We're trying to change some things a little bit with the speed of the ball and stuff like that. So that's one of my seniors. And her serving has improved a lot too. You know, she's becoming a big server and her defense is starting to get better. So,
yeah, I want to throw this in. When 2 years ago when she was a sophomore, Diana announcing for us, and I'm sitting there, whenever she would go back to serve, and she would go, oh my.
yeah, you know, I would love to see her.
Diana was not impressed with her serving, you know, when she was a sophomore.
But she's gotten so much better. And
really
she had
good.
A great summer in her defense, too, really starting to improve, and that confidence. And it's just working on that consistency part of that
game.
So
she never goes off the floor?
Right now, she does, yeah. Okay. You know, I've had a few games where she's played all the way around, but right now, my libero has been doing a fantastic job too. Aubrey Knapke, who goes in for both of my middles. And so we had that conversation today between the two. I was like, I'm hoping I can get Whitley more, you know, time because it becomes a big weapon in the back row. Mm-hmm. But it also means the possibility of a fantastic defender maybe sitting on the bench. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm always trying to think. I wish I could make everybody play because, I mean, those two seniors right there have done just one heck of a
job
so far
this
year.
Aubrey has made some fantastic digs.
She's had a great year, and her serve receive has been very consistent.
Yes.
They had a really good lefty topspin server yesterday, and she had some nice serve receives there. And then Marissa Garkey's on her third year as varsity as well. She rolled her anchor about 5 minutes before that Parkway game and gave me a panic as in what should I do with my lineup. I already had it in, and but she's really bounced back a lot from that. She even made a comment today. She's like, I want the ball now. Like, she's finally had that mindset of I want every ball. And yeah, I think that's just what we've been working on with those kids, you know, that mental toughness and that yeah, mindset of what you want to do. And her hitting is starting to connect and starting, you can see, become more aggressive. She served yesterday. I've never seen somebody serve the ball that hard every single serve and just be that consistent. I mean, she did a fantastic job serving yesterday. And then Grace Guggenbiller also, you know, talk about someone who's really improved a lot from, you know, her freshman year to her senior year as well. She's getting a lot more confidence. She's another one who touches the ball a lot from the blocking standpoint. She sees the court well. She's a smart athlete. She's hitting well from different parts of the court as well, so it makes her dynamic. And then Lily Luthel as well. You know, Lily is one of my best practice players. You would not, I mean, you'd be unbelieved by, she can crush the ball in front of the 10 foot line. It's unbelievable. And she's a huge block. It's just now keep working on that confidence with her. You know, they're going out there and saying, hey, you can do this. And it just takes her like one or two big plays and then she's in every game. And, you know, she's someone as well who just, it's neat to see how well those five seniors work with each other. It's just the chemistry there that, you know, you can't beat. So those five girls have been very special, and I've worked really hard this year. Some of my other ones would be Faith Wendell. She's in the setting role. She was moved up halfway through the year last year. She's a full on one of my setters this year. And then Audra Bupp has been playing defense for me as well back there. Both those girls have done a great job. Audra plays really good defense with Aubrey in the back row. It's really neat to see how well they just know where each other are on the court, how they move well on the court. And then Faith as well, her consistency in her spots, the change of her speed, understanding who to set, when to set, things like that. It's just growth that maybe people who don't understand the game don't see, but as a coach, you just see so much of stuff like that. It's just amazing, you know, just be able to see stuff like that. Mara Pearson and Tegan Fortcamp. Mara has been playing outside for me this year, and then Tegan Fortcamp has been playing right side for me this year. Tegan, both of them had some experience last year on varsity at different times throughout the season, and both of them have a big role this year. You know, Mara's really starting to connect, swing through, getting that faster arm speed, swinging all the way through a fast snap. And then Tegan is just, she's a monster. She had 7 blocks yesterday, and her hitting ability has just improved. She's gaining confidence. She was a setter in the beginning of the year. I didn't like exactly what I was seeing yet, and then I took her the setting role away, and all of a sudden her confidence has just improved so much. And so I thought, oh, let's give her some practice again in that setting just to be dynamic, to be prepared. And she had an amazing practice today. So I think it's just that confidence, you know, building up. We're halfway through the year, and it's nice to see little things like that going the right direction. And then Kennedy Molenkamp, I pulled her up about 2 weeks ago into that setting role to just focus on that setting to make sure we can work on our setting, our hitting connections with our hitters. And we have made some major improvements in that area too. You know, Kennedy's, it's amazing how smart she is on the court. She just knows how to get the ball where it needs to be. Her court awareness, it's something that you can't always teach. You know, it's just understanding the game. She's very good at that. And she just moves very, very well on the court. It's like a gazelle that just runs in the field. Yeah. Like, she's just so smooth. It's really neat. But those are my, I think I got them all. I hope I didn't forget anybody. But those are the girls that are in my, all 10 of those. And then I have several others who are very talented as well. Like, my JV team is something very special this year. And I got girls that are playing JV who could be on anybody's varsity team.
Yeah, it's amazing when you look at that team you have here and the depth that you have. It did take a while to get it to their roles, to understand their roles for those girls. And I know that when you look at, you know, Tegan and Mara, their athletic ability is out of the world.
Yeah, you know, they're very, very talented. Their skill level is sometimes beyond what someone at that level typically is at. So, and they're starting to really learn the game and grow, and it's just neat to see that. And, you know, but that's nothing against those other athletes too, you know, who maybe aren't getting in. I mean, I've got, their time's going to come. That's a big thing. That's probably the hardest part, is just getting these girls to buy in and understand that, you know, you have the ability, and I don't want you to think that you don't have the ability. It's just maybe right now what the team needs or what, you know, but you also have to think of the future, you know,
yeah, exactly.
as a coach, and it's hard to get kids sometimes to
understand,
see that. But I think we're getting there. I think we're starting to see that, and that's something that's nice to see.
Good. You talked about your JV team, and they continue to be very impressive.
Yeah, you know, those JV girls, I mean, we may have one of the tallest JV teams out there. Allison Fullenkamp and Grace Klingshern are two girls that have just been putting the ball away. We actually put them in positions they've never played before. Maybe a little bit here and there, but we moved Allison to the middle this year, and then we moved Grace. Thankfully, you know, Chloe Showalter was the one who gave that one and said, hey, I'm going to put her outside. I was like, oh, give her a shot. Grace Klingshern playing outside. Those two girls are just hitting the ball like no other right now. Yeah. So it's just nice to see that, because you're like, all right, these girls are ready to play too. Like, it makes the varsity girls have to step up, you know, but those other girls have to step up. And so, yeah, we got a large pool of athletes to choose from. It's just trying to, you know, everyone has their own opinion, but I think in general, I think you're seeing these girls start to really grow, and they're doing a nice job.
And you see like in the JV level, I mean, that's got to be kind of nice to be able to move around, because you got to look at people that, okay, I'm going to lose this senior in this position, so I need to fill that, you know, next year. Oh, this girl's going to be perfect.
You know, I mean you already think of your lineup for next year. You have to. In a sense, you have to get your JV. Your JV, you might not be the head coach of the JV, but you're still trying to, like, put things in people's minds, as in, like, the, you know, the coach saying, hey, I want you to work on this with this girl, work on this with this girl. And then, you know, that gets you prepared to see what you need for next year, you know. Like, I mean, my JV is extremely talented from top to bottom. Yeah. And I mean, there are girls who have stepped up this year that I never would have even thought of. I mean, they're just doing amazing over there. And I was like, it's nice to see stuff like that. Absolutely. Especially at the JV level. JV, you know, when I coached it, you would get frustrated with the head coach because they might take some people from you. Like, geez, I got a new lineup again. It just drives you nuts, you know. And I was like, yeah, I understand exactly where she's coming from now, because I'm doing the same thing. So
sorry, I gotta have her.
But they're doing a great job.
Let me ask, Kennedy has basically moved up to completely varsity.
Yeah.
So what was she playing on the JV, and how did that affect that chemistry? Did people have to move around?
Yeah, so
did people kind of have to play out of
Kennedy,
their normal positions?
Kennedy was running a 5-1, so she was their only setter. She was playing front row and back row, and that's a hard thing as a coach, is trying to figure out, do you want to pull someone up like that who's getting so much experience on the court? Because when I move her up, I know I don't want her in the front row right now for me, because I don't need her there. I have other athletes who can play that spot. But so in my mind, I'm like, am I hurting her from the standpoint as in the future I'm not going to need her to play all the way around? Or, you know, I was the same way with Tegan last year. Do I pull her up because she's setting and she wasn't going to set for me last year on varsity? You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things as a coach, you're trying to play that mind, like, do I, don't I? Mara last year played all the way around on JV, not playing all, you know. It's just one of those things as a coach, you're like, am I making the right decision? And that's why I kind of like to give those girls that opportunity to play down there, and then that means other girls have to step up, so that means JV had a whole new setter again, you know. And so just being able to handle that kind of adversity is just something that, as the team,
and
they have to work on.
The JV team played through it. They're doing a great job. Have they lost one?
They've lost twice now.
But they're, you know, I guess the record isn't that big a deal on JV, but it's really good when you know that they're just killing everybody.
When I look at the and I'm, you know, Carly coaches down in junior high, and her team, I go to a couple early games, and they are absolutely the worst team I've ever seen. But, you know, they took three of the girls and went to the eighth grade. And then I go over and watch them play New Knoxville the other night, and they beat New Knoxville. Mm-hmm. Then I go to Celina, and they beat Celina.
Yeah.
And then I go to Marion last night. Marion's like 11-1.
Yeah.
And they're unconscious. The first game was like 25-17.
Yeah.
And I told Carly, I said, it is amazing the improvement.
Yeah.
That even at that level.
Oh.
And that says a lot about the whole our kids.
Yeah. You know, those girls, you know, I actually was holding a conversation with the junior high girls yesterday before their game, because they were like, oh, we got Marion, we're going to get beat. And I'm like, why do you have that mindset? You don't know. Like, growth takes time. And you can, just because you may not have the winning record in the JV or at the junior high level, it's about growing and understanding the game and building upon your skills, and it will come. It will come. And I told those girls, like, understand, you never know what that other team's going to be, what's going to be showing up that day. The best team may not show up that day, and you have every bit of an opportunity. And
breaks go your
way. Know, I heard the scores on the seventh grade team. I was like, you know, that first set was that close. I was like, obviously, you see, to be able to compete against a team at that caliber that's maybe is more skilled at that time.
Sure.
You know, at that time, you're like, wait a minute here. We made major growth. Plus, when you move some people out from the seventh grade, now other girls have to step up and take that role. So in the beginning of the year, it's going to take time for them to understand what the role is and develop that leadership. And then the eighth grade, they were talking about how they're the best. Marion Logan is like the best team out there. And they beat them 24-26, 24-26. And I was like,
yeah.
And you had three seventh graders on your team on top of that. And to do that, you know? So that's just something to see that I was like, I told those, I was like, you can never walk in the game thinking that you don't have a chance because it's an equal playing field every day.
Yeah. Well, you, and I think that it says a lot about the girls that are in our program. It says something about our coaches that are in that program. It says something about just the kids in general here where, you know, here you go, you lose a bunch and you just, and they just get it figured out. They just work their tails off until they get it figured out.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really great to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Those girls, I think when you at least try to make it appealing to the kids and show them that it can be a lot of fun. I mean, granted, it's not every day at practice is not fun, but you know, when you see little things like that, you see progress, and then hold those communications with the kids, and you know, we do the little skills camps and stuff, fun things like that, kind of buys those kids in, and having the coaches that are putting the time in with them, it really does help, you know, because I think it helps build that continuity that the program needs.
Well, I think it's all about when you're young like that. When I coached in seventh grade,
you coached seventh grade volleyball?
No, volleyball. Basketball.
Thank God.
But yeah, I'd really screwed him up.
If you had your daughter helping you, you might have been okay.
Half her in the basketball program. I'd have killed the volleyball program. But no, I mean, you always work down there in your fundamentals.
Yeah.
I mean, like Brian was our head coach at the time, and I don't care what the records are, you know.
Yep.
And it's hard for kids not to, you know, want to win.
You always
want to win.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like they say it's all not about winning, but. And it's not, 100% not, but it's hard to get kids to buy in, too, when you are losing every game. You know what I mean? So it's just trying to build those fundamental skills. We do a lot of, like, skills camps. We do our little sixth grade and fifth grade tournament with some local schools. And, you know, we do a summer camp, things like that, where the high school girls step in. I think that's another big thing. When they learn from the other athletes and they see their enjoy, the joy that they have with the sport, it makes those younger kids be like, oh, I want to be that person. I want to be those five seniors when I grow up. So
this is fun. That's good.
So two other things before we get going. We're going to talk a little bit about your staff this year. Yeah. And my number one observation is that there is not a louder sport than junior high volleyball.
Really? I haven't gotten one
screaming.
Yet. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm going to my I went to one of their tournaments, but on Tuesday will be my first time that I'll be able to attend one of their games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got definitely spirit. A lot
yes,
louder.
Yes, we do. The eighth grade girls screaming. Going back and forth. I was trying to eat popcorn. I had Skittles in my hair. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about your staff.
Yeah. So at the seventh and eighth grade level, I have Carly Roth with my seventh grade coach back at it. I don't know. She's 4 or 5, 6 years within her time coaching. And then at the eighth grade, I have Julie Krieg coaching the eighth grade.
She's awesome.
Those two just do a fantastic job. They work really well in practice. Like, if you go there and watch their practice, they just, like, they finish each other's sentences. The girls all respond to them. They understand the game. They're really working on their fundamental skills. And they just build a really good relationship with those kids and help them understand what their jobs are supposed to be. And then at the freshman level, I brought back Teresa Leonards this year. Because our freshman coach had to step down with her daughter playing seventh grade. She wanted to be able to attend. You know, Dawn did a fantastic job for us, but she wanted to be able to watch her daughter play.
Sure.
So Teresa Leonard asked if she would come back this year, and she's done a great job. You talk about someone who works really, really hard with those girls, and you know, those girls just they were excited to hear that she was coaching, and they just feed her right off her, and she puts a lot of time into it, a lot of time and dedication, and her energy and passion is just something that's nice to see. And then this year I have Chloe Showalter, one of our former players, doing the JV this year. It is, you know, talking about someone who's grown a lot, it's just amazing to watch her from her first game to where she is now. Like, I remember today I could hear her during a practice stopping and, like, yelling at the girls, you know, hey, you have to do this, this, this. And I was like, Little Chloe Showalter is actually, like, it's just amazing. You know what I mean? As a coach, you enjoy, like, there's other things, like, oh, one of my former players now has this voice. Like, even in her timeouts, they're very powerful. She knows exactly what she wants to say. Yeah. The girls respond to her. She sees things on the court. I mean, it's things like that. That's just neat to see as a coach. And then as my assistants, I have Tiffany McElDowney and Rachel Klossman. So Rachel Klossman, with some changes in her college schedule, she is one of my volunteer coaches this year, and the girls really respond well to her. So it's nice to have her back on the coaching staff. She shows up to those practices, help get those reps in, works with the girls, understands the game. And then I can't say enough about, you know, all my coaches are fantastic, but Tiffany McElDowney is just something. The success wouldn't be if I didn't have her a part of the team from the standpoint, someone who just knows the game so much more than what, you know, some of us all combined have. She's had to live that Division One.
Absolutely.
Division One quality of life for volleyball. And those girls really connect with her when she tells them stories or tells them certain things. They're like, they even say, we just relate really well with her because she's like, every issue that the high school girls are facing, she's faced it. I mean, she had five coaches her senior year. Yeah. Five coaches. I mean, that's... No one has that, you know what I mean? And someone who's her senior year, I was like, So she understands the game. She's not afraid to tell them like it is either. And it's just very nice to see something like that on the team.
When I got a text here from Kathy Etzler who says, Travis always takes time out of his schedule to talk volleyball with this old lady, and I really appreciate it. And she talks like we feel is that you're just a great guy.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we really are glad to have you as our head coach, and thank you for taking the time up here.
I appreciate it.
And that mic's always open, buddy. Come in.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you.
Good luck coming
That's
up here.
Travis Guggenbauer.
Thank you.
That's Travis Guggenbauer, head coach of your Lady Indians volleyball team. They got a big one tomorrow night, folks, at home versus Santa.
Get up to the gym.
Let's get up there and make that baby a rat house.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the St. Henry Lady Redskins in another big MAC volleyball match. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the action live, and you can also get our audio on the NFHS network. Friday, our football team will travel to St. Henry to take on the Redskins. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Joe Bruns and Dave Kalp will bring you all the action live, and the NFHS network will also be available for that game. On Saturday, the ladies will host Lima Shawnee with a JV match starting at 10 a.m. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast with Rob Weaver, Indiana Sports Broadcasting Hall of Famer. Get out to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't make it to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
All All right, we had a great show tonight. Thank you, everybody. I guess we should talk to Rocker.
Gotta talk to Rock.
Hi, Rocker. You look good tonight.
Yeah.
Do we?
Gizmo.
Your hair's all sideways. What happened?
Sideways.
Who did your hair? He's got it combed up.
Oh, combed. Oh, I thought you meant.
Yeah, like, got a comb over.
You look crazy hot. Sideways.
Looking good.
Hot.
Okay, this kind of went downwards.
Pete, we got a new baseball coach. Ike is our new baseball coach. Talk a little bit about Kevin.
Kevin is a great guy. He'll do a great job for the Indians. He's been with Jerry, I think, about 9 years now, I think they said. He's always helped us out. We've always coached together in the spring. Early, you know, usually the JV and the varsity, everybody's together, so I get to coach with him a lot. Kevin knows his stuff. He's a good coach. He'll be a lot of fun for the kids. The one thing I've always noticed, the JV kids always seem to love him. I mean, they always seem to have fun with him and stuff down there, so hopefully he just brings that right over to the varsity level, and the Indians will keep it rolling.
I've seen that hire, and I think that was about a no-brainer.
Pretty safe hire.
Yeah, he's been dedicated. He's been loyal to Jerry.
Absolutely.
And the kids like him.
And actually, I think he actually was a head coach at Indian Lake, I think, was the head coach at their baseball team. And we actually scrimmaged him back then, probably 11 years ago, 10, 11 years ago when we first started. And I think he had a decent program there. So, I think coming here, and I think he came to Fort Recovery hoping to get into that baseball program. And like I said, he's been in it for 7 years, or 7 or 9 years, something like that.
How, when you look at the baseball program at whole, what an exciting time. If you drive down to the new complex.
New Diamond, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I tell you what, it's going to be, I can't imagine how fun it's going to be our first game if they get it done, ready to go. First game we get to go out there and you guys get a broadcast and we get a watch, and it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be a beautiful diamond when we get done with it. And I give credit to the WOW with all that money they've donated in, and we've had other donors and stuff too, but there's a lot of money out there, and it is going to be one kind of beautiful complex.
If you get a chance, folks, take a drive back there, walk back and look at the girls softball diamond, the grass in the outfield. It's almost looks like a turf. It's
about ready to go.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And it just come in real nice, and they got the red dirt down, and I just can't wait. I'm fired up.
Now I have to go down there. I haven't been down there in 3 weeks.
Get your butt down there.
Yeah, nice. I have to go see it.
And I think, I think we're getting the weather that they wanted to get this thing done, so... You know, they said hopefully we'll have it done next year. It's, all up to the weather. So if we get a decent spring, hopefully we're going to play game one on that new field. And that'd be really, really cool.
That would be good, because I don't think I'm going to have all the stuff we want to have in the old press box. So I want to get in that new press box.
Try to get in that new guy.
Yeah, but, that's right.
So what do you think about Mr. Coach Ike, as far as continuity of what we've been doing? Exactly the same, sort of the same. Change.
You know, I think he'll have his own
completely different.
He'll have his own way of coaching. I think a little bit, but I think he'll bring a lot of Jerry's philosophies in there too. I mean, we did a lot of fundamental work. I mean, I think that'll always stay the same. Game coaching will be interesting. See how he does. Of all the dang years he coached, I seen a few JV games, but not very many, because we always seem to be playing at the same time.
Yeah.
So, like I said, he's always had a pretty good rapport with the younger kids down there, and they always seem to play hard for him, and that's a big thing for me. I just love seeing when they play hard, and I think it's going to be fun. It'll be interesting to see. I have no idea who his staff's going to be, too. I mean, he may have some guys.
Sure.
Hopefully he's got some guys tucked away. Yeah. And
he's a head honcho. He can do whatever he wants.
He can do what he wants. That's right.
Exactly. So he can hire you.
Could hire.
I think that'd be a great hire.
Yeah.
Be a great hire.
Hire Bubba. Yeah.
Base running coach.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's what you don't do.
Speed and agility.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Have all that.
Oh, you think so?
Run. Watch out.
Run fast.
Stop watches will be out.
Yeah, that's great. What else going on, buddy?
Not much. I said, it's been for the Reds, it's been a rough couple of weeks.
Ooh.
Mm.
Bad.
Yeah, they were they were in the driver's seat.
Pretty much. They was up at some points.
Yeah.
The bullpen just lets them down every time, it seems like. And
that's definitely blown some saves there, haven't they?
The one game I went to,
to a game?
While back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When they were still on Plenty top good. Of things.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
So you brought them down?
Well, no. Mr. Hembry, who's not with us anymore.
Oh.
We had a new closer every night there for a while.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was interesting. How about the Buckeyes, Bubba? What are you thinking? We got to win.
Bubba.
Still a little nervous about the old...
You know what? I'm cautiously optimistic. Things are going to get better.
Yeah, I think.
They will.
I think so.
Akron will... 52-point spread.
52.
Whoa.
52.
Whoa.
52. How bad's Akron?
Akron, this has got to be bad.
Wow.
Who are you betting on?
Well, obviously Ohio State.
You take Ohio State, give them 52?
Nope.
52's a lot.
He damn right that's a lot.
Yeah, I'd take Akron plus 52.
I agree.
Because it'll either be 100 to nothing or...
I don't know that our defense...
40 to 20.
I mean... We're going to give up. We may give up.
Three touchdowns.
Three or four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns. Yeah. So we're going to score
70.
How
much money you got on
you? The Oregon game was a little tough.
How much money you got on you?
Not a whole lot right
now.
$6.
Couple things.
You want to bet on it? Let's go to Anderson right now. You in or out?
Bet the house.
If I'm going to Anderson, it's not to bet on Reds. It's going to be bet on Blackjack.
Blackjack.
You like Blackjack?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't. You not play?
Hit me.
Well, yes.
Hit
don't
me.
Yell at me.
I had the best teacher.
Yeah. Steiny?
No.
Pappy.
Dad.
Oh. Yeah.
So when are we going to go? Let's go to Anderson and do some blackjacking.
Yes.
You in or out?
Do some blackjacking.
Me, you, and Jody.
See, you're unbelievable.
Yeah, and Bob, you can sleep in your own room. You can sleep in a separate room.
Always take it to the next level.
Mm.
I don't want to leave her out.
I'm going to kill you.
She's just a little gal trying to make it in the world.
I got a shout out.
Yeah.
Marcia Stogler.
Marcia.
Home today from Cleveland Clinic.
Awesome.
Got home tonight about 6 o'clock.
That's awesome.
And, we love Marcia.
Doing great. And,
so we like
and,
to hear.
Yeah, we have, it's great to see her back home. And Jack had she had a picture of herself sitting in a Lazy Boy. So
feeling good.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, Marcia, God love you. We're glad to have you back. Glad you're on the mend.
Yep. We got another shout out.
Yep.
Lauren Stogler.
We got a wedding.
We got a wedding coming up here in a couple of days.
My God.
It's getting big.
You ain't going, are you?
For real.
You didn't get invited.
I literally didn't get invited.
What?
I literally didn't get invited.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Breakfast with Bill.
Hang on. We got to call him.
We need a call. We got to have a call.
This pisses me off.
We got to have a call.
We are getting to the bottom of this because if that.
That ain't happening.
This. Really upsets me.
We ain't happy up here.
So where's the wedding?
Campground.
That's part of that's better problem.
This, well,
but they might be short on space.
This is not good.
Might not have enough room.
This we're gonna talk about this right now.
We ain't happy about it.
Campground's kinda crowded. There's probably not enough.
Ain't got enough room for it.
Hello.
Yeah. Who we got here?
Bobby.
Billy. You're on live Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Billy,
can you hear us? Hang on. How about now? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
You can hear?
We got a little problem.
We got a big problem.
This is big problem.
Yeah, that's here. We can fix problems.
Yep.
I got a guy sitting to my left.
Yep.
And he's been your partner for a number of years.
Been my partner?
Not that kind of partner.
In crime or
Johnny what? Bench partner
Johnny Bench.
It's Rocker.
Rocker's here.
You got Rocker there?
Yes. And he's on right now. And I just said, does he need a ride to the wedding? And he said he didn't get invited.
Didn't get invited.
He didn't get invited.
Bill. Bill.
Wait, man.
What? You're kidding?
Huh?
This is a joke, right?
Hey, Lauren sat beside me and says she absolutely forgot, and she's got his invite.
Ooh.
She has it. She's got it in an envelope. They're too late.
Well, he's hurting. He's very hurt.
Yeah, it's killing him.
Rock, are you coming? She does have an invite for you.
I had tears there for a while.
Are you coming?
Well, if I get a ride.
Well, we'll get him out there.
We'll get him out here.
But here's the problem is that I'm worried about Jody if, out there. If she, I'm worried about him with Jody.
He's a hawk.
I wouldn't worry about it, huh?
He's a hawk.
He is a hawk.
He's a Jody hawk.
I got the same issue with Bert. I said it could be a double header there.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. It could be. And we're just talking about the big wedding this weekend, and we want to wish you good luck. And Lauren, God love her, and she's going to be beautiful Lauren. Saturday.
Can't wait.
You guys.
We're excited.
Hopefully. I mean, I don't care if it rains, but I hope it don't rain like 24 straight hours like it has here today.
So. It's got to be gone, man. You know, got to be gone.
It is what it is. It'll be a great day.
Looking forward to it. It'll be an awesome time.
Can't wait.
That's exactly right. All right, man. We'll let you go. Bye, Lauren. See ya.
See you guys. Bye.
Well, you settled that, didn't we?
You're right.
We threw him under the bus.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Huh?
I was
been your partner. Bill is your partner.
He's been at the post office for 5 days, standing outside, waiting on his invite. What's going on?
In defense of Lauren and Bill, mainly Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't defend Bill.
With the COVID thing, I'm guessing that was part of it. You know, they had to cut the guest list down.
900.
Yeah, I was 901.
Yeah, you were 901.
You know, it's like, you know,
yeah. Well, it's only 45 acres, so there's no place to social distance.
There's nowhere to put
Thank
them.
You very much.
Nowhere to put them.
Somebody's gonna fall on the sword.
That's exactly right.
Fee,
good show tonight, brother.
Yeah, great show. Al McCoy's the best. Travis is a class act.
He
too.
Is,
boy.
Man.
He's really good.
How can you not like
Our
that?
Our volleyball program's on its way up. Oh. Going good.
This better not be Dick Dale.
This is Dick Dale and the Deltones.
Dick
The
Dale.
King of the surf guitar.
Dick. How did you not know that?
Never heard of him.
No, nobody has.
A lot of people haven't
morons.
Heard of him, but he is the king of the surf guitar.
I've been to Daleville. But I don't know no Dale.
This is Dick Dale.
I tell you, you're not a guitar aficionado.
How could you say Weird Al Yankovic in the Hall of Fame?
Because he's awesome.
He deserves it.
I don't know if he should be Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he is pretty funny. Definitely Comedy Hall of Fame.
I mean, they've probably got maybe a couple questionable people in there already. I mean,
who was the other one he had? Bengals? No.
The Bengals.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
The Bengals. Hall of Fame.
The Bengals.
Yes.
Name two songs.
Oh, Whiter Shade of Pale.
Whiter Shade of Pale was not the Bengals.
Yes, they did.
No.
Yes.
Really? Well, that can't be one of their big hits.
No, but that's not like Egyptian.
Okay. That was Steve Martin.
Walk like an Egyptian.
No, that's King Tut, you moron.
Oh. King Tut.
Something like that. It's Bengals. It's just another
moron.
Manic Monday. Oh, I wish you were not here. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't turn that song
How
off.
How about Sundays? Browns.
I like it.
We got a W. We're in the W column.
Dog pound. How's Cody?
Still sickering at all.
Is he really?
Yeah.
God darn it.
What's going on with him?
He has COVID.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's not a good thing.
Him and Greg, they both got her.
Them two have been together the whole time, so they might as well get the Rona together.
Hazy Shade of Winter is what you were thinking of.
That's close.
Not Whiter Shade of Pale.
Whiter Shade of Pale,
that's Boko Haram.
Yeah.
Who?
Hazy Shade of Winter was actually written by Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon.
Kazoo type.
In Your Room, Eternal Flame.
In My
Room. Side of the Bed.
Empty, what was the last, empty what? Didn't you say empty?
I just closed it out.
Running on empty?
I've only heard of one or two.
Running on.
Jackson Brown.
I think he's already in.
He's dead.
He's still with us.
I think Jackson Brown's still around. It's Tom Petty that's dead.
How does Carp?
Carp.
He died, you know. Tom Petty died the same night they had that Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah, that's right.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little... Well, we got all this stuff going on. Oh, by the way, we just want to let you know that Tom Petty just passed away.
Who did... who was the country singer there?
Jason Aldean.
That's right. Good job. You did good.
This ain't my first rodeo.
No, it isn't. You're sharp as a tack.
Sharp as a tack.
It's the other stuff that kind of falls short sometimes.
I'm with you, brother. Mine too.
Running on empty.
Yeah, very good. Spencey, good job tonight, brother.
Yep, another good shift.
Get up there and watch the Indians.
Yes.
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. St. Henry. And then the boys' football team travels to St. Henry Friday night.
Yep.
Calpe and Brunzi will have that baby for you if you can't make it over. Indian football. Let's go. We can beat St. Henry.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
bring them on.
Yeah, bring them on. Yeah, we ain't scared.
We'll see you guys next Wednesday night. Sports Talk Wednesday. Presented by
the Wayne Street Market. I can also get...
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.